Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. People with broken hearts are in the news quite a bit these days. No, not people who've suffered some romantic loss, but people who seem incapable of loving certain other people they think have said or done terrible things and can't possibly be redeemed. But even that sort of broken heart can be healed. Consider St. Paul. He was first known as Saul, and he persecuted Christians, even consented to killing them. That's a broken heart. But then, as the Bible story goes, he heard a voice from heaven suggesting that he had it all wrong. Then a Christian named Ananias gets what the Bible calls a vision, in which God tells him to help Saul. Ananias is not at all sure this is a good idea. He thinks it might get him killed. But he follows God's direction and heals Saul's blindness. Saul becomes Paul, and goes on to spread Christianity far and wide. So here we see two broken hearts healed to the benefit of all. Saul's badly broken heart, which would have killed off a whole religious sect, was healed when Ananias' broken heart was healed by his agreeing to not see Paul as a dangerous enemy, but as one of God's chosen vessels. The power of good we associate with God entered their hearts and minds, and there were effects. That power of good is active today, too, and it still has tremendous effects. May we see and feel that power, and find broken hearts and the wider society healed. Amen.